As the ice caps melted, temperatures began to rise. Plant life that had adapted to colder climates died on a large scale. The result was a mass migration of the herbivores that consumed them. With fewer plant eaters to hunt, predators were also pushed to the edge. Usually, even the toughest predators will stick to their own territory to avoid risky clashes with other meat eaters. But when food gets scarce, caution is abandoned. At the end of the Ice Age, the huge lion and the gigantic bear were pushed to desperate measures.
Well, I think the first thing that we should realize is that we're looking at the epitome in these two animals. The American lion is arguably the largest and most powerful feline that ever lived. And the short-faced bear is certainly the largest and most powerful bear that we have any evidence for. In fact, the short-faced bear is probably the largest and most powerful mammalian carnivore that we have. And as such, even though this would be one heckish, powerful lion, this bear would be so much more powerful that I really think it could skin the lion.
The lion was more intelligent than a house cat. It knew how to use its speed to outmaneuver its prey. With lightning-fast jabs and assaults, it moved with power and purpose. The short-faced bear was not as strategically minded. Its plan of attack involved a headlong rush.
The bear is actually pretty fast. It's got those elongated legs because it's designed to run over a long distance. So speed-wise, it may not have been as fast as the lion, but it certainly could run much greater distances than the lion. The lion, on the other hand, is a cat. And cats are very quick, very agile, very fast animals.